News, reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. News regarding fighting in Ukraine in recent weeks has focused on Russian missile and drone attacks targeting Ukrainian infrastructure. But as correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told VOA's Flashpoint program Tuesday, the Ukrainian offensive continues in the southern Kherson region, where she said, despite Ukrainian successes, the Russians are not giving up.
According to Ukrainian general staff, Ukrainian forces continue their counteroffensive. We hear that actually Russian forces are moving around and trying to evacuate all the wounded soldiers and trying to get out from the region. So they're trying to evacuate all the financial institutions and the families of the collaborators and of the Russian representatives. And all these different, movements are happening. However, according to the Institute for the Study of War and also according to the head of Ukrainian intelligence, Russian forces are actually getting ready for the defense of the city of Kherson. And despite all these movements out from the region, Russian forces are still bringing new forces for actually defending the city of Kherson.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's general staff of the armed forces reported Tuesday that Russian missile and airstrikes are in fact continuing, with 3 missile and 11 airstrikes Tuesday, as well as 25 attacks from multiple launch rocket systems by Russia so far Tuesday. Spokesman Alexander Stupin accused Russia of violating the norms of international humanitarian law and continuing to target critical infrastructure and the homes of civilian populations. This is VOA News. A Russian court Tuesday dismissed U.S. WNBA basketball star Brittany Griner's appeal against a 9-year sentence for possessing and smuggling vape cartridges containing cannabis oil, a banned substance in Russia. Griner and her lawyers had asked for acquittal or at least a reduction in her sentence, which they said was disproportionate to the offense and at odds with Russian judicial practice. After retiring for no more than 30 minutes to consider the appeal, the presiding judge said the original verdict was upheld without changes, except for the counting of time served in a pretrial detention as part of the sentence. In a statement, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called the ruling another sham judicial proceeding. Griner, a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, was arrested February 17th at a Moscow airport, a week before Russia sent troops into Ukraine. And her case inevitably has been viewed in the context of the ensuing crisis with U.S.-Russian relations. The sneaker maker Adidas has cut ties with rapper Ye, also known as Kanye West, over his anti-Semitic remarks. Associated Press music correspondent Margie Girola reports.
Adidas says Ye's recent comments and actions have been unacceptable, hateful, and dangerous. That's why Adidas is ending its partnership with Ye. That includes immediately stopping production of its Yeezy products and stopping payments to Ye and his companies. Adidas says it expects to lose up to $246 million as a result of the decision. Ye was suspended from Twitter and Instagram this month for anti-Jewish comments. Talent agency CAA dropped Ye, and the MRC studio is shelving a completed documentary about him. Ye has struggled with bipolar disorder. Margie Zaraletta.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry addressed the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington Tuesday, describing the U.S. international climate effort ahead of the COP27, the upcoming 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, which are set to kick off next month in the Red Sea resort town. In his comments, Kerry noted most of the news was bad regarding climate efforts, though there were some glimmers of hope regarding the worldwide use of renewable energy.
This year, the International Energy Agency says the growth of low-carbon electricity generation will lead to a decrease in global fossil fuel demand. This year, for the very first time, the U.S. Energy Information Administration projects renewables will generate more power in the United States than coal.
Kerry also stressed that China, while is working to maximize the use of renewable energy as well, though it's not doing enough to minimize its own emissions of CO2 and other greenhouse gases. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering, go to our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.